Okay, Shavua Tov, everybody. So in Parshas Truma, we begin again to study the Mishkan and more importantly, what it represents. V'asu l'mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, and the words of the Ramban at the beginning of the Parsha, which are so inimitable in terms of what the Mishkan represented, the fulfillment of Mamlachas Kohanim v'goy kadosh, and after Klal Yisrael went through the process of Giyur, as is so dramatically depicted in the Gemara in Krisis on Daf Tes, B'mila, Tfilo, Be'aretzah, Damim, and Kabbalah Satorah. So now they're ready for the Shechina to be Shara B'socham. And of course, the Aron and the Kruvim are Omeid B'merkaz. They represent the Torah and the foundation of our bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Torah. Again, it's not supposed to be, you know, the Mizbeach that dominates. That's in the Chatzar Mishkan. The Kodesh Kadashim is the Aron. The idea of Torah being, at the center and at the foundation of the relationship, and as is noted by the Netziv and Reb Shamshon Rafael Hirsch and the Rav and all the Achronim who understood the Isser of Lo Yasuri Menu of Bitabos Haron Lo Yu Abadim Lo Yasuri Menu of taking out the Badei Haaron from the Tabos Haaron, in other words, the poles, the capacity to transport the Torah. It's quite clear that the symbolism is that Torah has to be transportable in every generation. The Rav's 14th Animamin, as he used to like to call it, his credo, that Torah not only would survive, but thrive in any culture. Torah was sophisticated. Torah had nothing to apologize for to any of the Chachmas HaOlam. And so that idea of carrying the Torah with us wherever we go is something which is really at the foundation of the entire idea of Asuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. The Ramban cites, again, an exquisite medrash on the Pasuk of Yasu Aron Atzei Shitim, that I'd like to read inside and then to try to develop the idea that Rashi also has the idea that the Aron and the Zer Zav is a reference to the Keser HaTorah, which we know from the Rambam is Munach v'mimuchan kol misherotze yavo v'yito. So the Ramban writes the following: V'asu Aron Yachshav bnei Yisrael haniskarim lemala v'acherechin v'tzipiso so v'yatzaktelo v'chulam b'lashon yachid kimoshe k'neged kol Yisrael v'itachin sheyirmos sheyu kol Yisrael mishtatfin basiyas Aron b'avur shehu kadosh mishkenei alyon v'sheyizku kulam atarah. That when it says v'asu, it's really lashon rabim. It means the entire Jewish people were mishtatfim b'asiyas Aron v'chein amr b'medrash rabba. Why does it say b'lashon yachov aron k'siv v'asu aron? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shalom, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, yavo hakol v'yisasku b'aron sheyizku l'torah. So what was the esek? V'esek she's not div kol echad kleizav echad l'aron. So everybody could give a donation or whatever it is. Oh yazor l'bitzalel ezer ma'at, or they would help out in some way. They might not be professionals, but Bitzalel would say, do this here, do that there. Oshi Chavnu Ladavar, right? That even if they weren't able to help, that they should have it in mind, they should be, conceptually a part of things. So the Ramban says, financially or actually personally or at least, psychologically. But the point is that Torah and the Aron has to relate to the entire Jewish people. V'asu Aron Asei Shitim. That the Keser Torah isn't reserved for a particular class, right? Keser Malchus Zochabo David, Keser Kuna Zochabo Aron. But when we begin the Mikdash, we would say, is Toras Kohanim, that's reserved for a particular group of people. We begin with the Aron, and it's true, it's in the Kodesh Kandashim, and only the Kohen Gadol is Nichnas of Naiv Lifneim Machas Bashana. But in concept, right, the idea of the Keser Torah is Munach Mo Midamuchan Lakol Yisrael Ve'asu Aron Atzei Shitim, not Ve'asisa, but it's Belashon Rabim, it's Lakol Yisrael, that everybody has to have access to the Torah. And this, again, I think is of a piece and perfectly complementary with the idea that we cited before, in the name of all of the Gedolei Achronim, B'tabos Haron Yu Abadim Lo Yasuru Mimenu, the idea of the Torah always being accessible. So their point, again, was that the Torah always has to be accessible in every generation. We should never think that the Torah is passé, that the Torah somehow is batal muvutal, the Torah's relevance is in question. So that's one level of accessibility of Torah. But you might say, okay, so Torah is accessible, but it's aristocratic. It's only for, those who have access to esoteric secrets. Adraba, the Torah is exoteric, as the Rav described in Isha Halacha. The Torah is muchan ve'omed, umunach komi sherotze yavo v'yito. And it's not just that everybody can have a little chelak here, all right? So symbolically, we tell the person, all right, so you do a little bit of learning, you should feel good about yourself. On the contrary, as the Rambam says, Misha nesal libo l'kayim mitzvah zo keroi. Anybody who's nesal libo l'kayim mitzvah zo keroi. Tarot zivolano Moshe Morashi kivlas Yaakov. It's the ultimately meritocratic institution. And that is the foundation of the Mikdash. So even in the Mikdash, where we do have the notions of boundaries, V'azara, Karev, Yumas, and Alevi, who's one of the Minash Arim, can't be one of the Mishorim, and vice versa, and it's Isser Misa B'dei Shamayim, and all of that is true. It's a place of boundaries. So even within the Mishkan / Mikdash, even within that framework, so the essence of it all is the Aron, the essence of it all is Torah, and we should be reminded at the very beginning of V'asuli Mikdash V'zachanti B'socham, that there is no Hashas HaShchina that's greater than being Osik B'Torah Zos HaTorah, as the Gemara Menachos concludes, La'toda, La'ashal, La'shamim, La'chatas, right? Anybody who's Osik B'Torah Zchatas, Gemara ends up saying, doesn't really need to be makriv the karban. The idea is that Limud HaTorah was at the foundation of the Mishkan, it's at the foundation of our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's Omer U'Muchan U'Munach, L'kol Yisrael, Kol Mi Sherotzeh, Yavo V'Yitol.